L, amateur, radio, repeater, system.
Absolutely. We have to have the kitchen removed and turned into a full dining room. I don't know, I talked about it, many heard, many didn't. The village of Massapequa, for whatever reason, won't allow you to have two kitchens. Patty likes the kitchen upstairs, so this one's getting ripped out and turned into a full dining room. By the way, do you know anything? I was gonna ask Richie, he didn't even know. They have these wood tiles, tongue and groove. They go down in mass to give you some.
Not really. I usually hire someone to do flooring. I don't do it myself.
Oh, I know. I thought maybe you knew something about him. I'm going to ask the guy when he comes in. I'm just concerned that the wheelchair will put dents in him. I don't know. But that's what I really like. Because once they pull out the counters, there's no floor under there. Anyway, how you doing?
Doing okay. Just a little tired this morning. It was a busy weekend.
And some days I sleep later. Today I got up at 4 a.m. I went to bed around 10. But sleep.
Well, I had no choice. I got to get up at a little before 5. I can get on the road. I'm actually a little behind schedule right now, but I get to work a lot earlier than I have to.
Yeah, I guess to prepare. I know you teach dentistry. That's a good thing.
Yeah. If I'm on the road this early, I'm on the road on the... Blah, blah. You can tell I'm tired. I'm on the way in to teach.
Gary, very good. All right. So anyway, one of the people that helps me, you know, because I have one leg and I need a lot of help, he was very good to me yesterday. He's always good to me, but he moved everything back from the kitchen into the bedroom and did a lot more than he was required to do. He set the radio up for me and everything. Nice fella.
Richie, I'm on groove pavement. They're repaving this, and there are potholes all over the place. I need two hands on the wheel. Speak to you later. And to Zeddy P.
Okay, I understand, Gary. See you later. And to Zeddy P. And to EO. Tell me a couple weeks ago. That is good. going to have to come off on the left side. Not all the way up, just above the ankle, which is not good either. But I spoke to the vascular surgeon. He said it's not a big rush. It has to be done. It spreads very, very slowly. They call osteomyelitis. That's when the bone gets thick.
Yes, that's correct. And your age also makes it slow down. Which is the only good thing about getting older, all these types of things, they spread much slower. All right. Yeah, he'll be able to do something. I know they've been making great strides with that, so hopefully you'll, maybe there's help that you can take. Rich.
Let me show Steve. He's a specialist, so let's see what he's got in mind. Anyway, we're starting to get the work done in the house. I don't know if you heard me mentioning it. I'm all excited about that. It has been going on for like a year. But I picked out a company that I like. Everybody in the house and my cousin had a different idea. I said, look, I'm the homeowner, the deed's in my name. So I picked out a company that I really, really like. My cousin Amy mailed him a check yesterday. No, she's mailing it today. Federal Express will have it tomorrow. I talked to the kitchen, has to come out first. Because for whatever reason, Massapequa does not allow two kitchens. So we're going to turn it into a nice dining room.
Okay. I know certain certain towns have certain zoning. So I'm trying to think if my friend's house in Massapequa only had one kitchen. I'm trying to think of the other homes I've been in. I don't seem to remember them in Massapequa a whole lot. So, sounds like some kind of zoning, probably to keep multiple dwelling apartments out of the picture. Okay. He's going to do the ADA bathroom for you. You should try and do an ADA kitchen so that you can utilize it.
It's going to be a dining room down here, not a kitchen. I was told that, see, we had a lawyer that went to court. He lost because if it was a mother-daughter house, we could have kept it. It was mother-daughter, but when I bought the house, that ran out. But I'm going to have it turned into a very nice dining room. I got to get in the living room. I got to get either double or triple pane glass window in the big picture window that's very drafty and leaking. Yeah, the room has to be redone. And the bathroom has to be redone. Right now, just mailed him $1,500 to the kitchen and or the dining room. And he said the whole job there will cost $2,500 to $1,000. So that's good. And he said he brought me some samples and stuff. Steve, do you know anything about these tug and groove with tiles? I really like them, but I'm worried that the wheelchair may dent them.
No, they're pretty good today. A lot of those floating floors have really come a long way. The tug and groove keeps them together better. And they're pretty resilient, easy to keep clean. Most of them are non-wax floors, so you just kind of damp mop them, which is much, much easier than, you know, maintaining a wood floor that you'd have to strip and poly and then care for afterwards. So they've come a long way, as I've said. I don't understand something, though. Don't you want to be able to use the kitchen in the house?
Well, we have a kitchen upstairs. Patty'd rather use that kitchen. So what Patty wants, Patty is going to get. You know how I feel about it.
And you're okay with not having a kitchen to utilize? I mean, I would imagine it's going to be difficult to get it up and downstairs, right?
She cooks up there anyway. She brings food down, or Jeremy brings food down. We can put a microwave down here, according to the village, to heat stuff up. So that's what we'll do. The refrigerator has to go, the stove has to go, and some other stuff. And the cabinets and the counters.
And the sink also, all that, I would imagine, is going to be revised into the wall. Okay. I guess as long as you're okay with it, it's okay. And he's going to do an ADA bathroom for you, I take it, right? The other bathroom that you were looking to fix up, it's a total gut, so you might as well do it. Make it easier for yourself.
Absolutely, Steve. He's going to take out the tub and put in a stall shower with grab bars. He's a very swift guy. He knows exactly what I need.
Okay, they also do grab bars at the toilet, but remember, all that stuff is has a set, a particular setup height-wise, so the outlets are lower for you, and actually, the switch plates are lower, and the outlets are a little higher off the floor, so it makes it easier for you to get to. Toilet's a different height, sink is a different height, so that you can get under it if you're in a chair, that kind of stuff. All this stuff is available online, by the way, because that's a national standard.
Hey, Steve, very good. Right now my computer is laid up. For some reason the Bluetooth mouse stopped working. The batteries are good. I put new batteries in. I can't get it to connect. What I have to do, this has happened before, what I have to do is get a regular wired mouse, tell it to go to settings, and reconnect the Bluetooth mouse.
Hey, I said it's David Peter Zebra.
Okay, go ahead, Al.
Good morning. I just happened to be reading the mail. I was walking past one of the rooms here. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Rich. I should say good morning, Vietnam. What's his name did in that movie? I voiced my opinion also about where kitchen should be. I think it's a good idea having the kitchen upstairs if you have a dumb waiter to bring the food downstairs. But then again, what Patty wants, Patty gets. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I just don't understand if Rich wanted to use the kitchen, how he would get up and down there, unless maybe he's going to do some kind of elevator type situation, or one of those stair elevators that they have now, which is much more reasonable than they used to be. You know, they work on a rail type scenario, but I would have made it easier for me, especially if it was my place, but that's me.
Richie, are you planning to have a butler? Because then you got a butler, man, or a maid, she could just bring the food down.
Okay, Al. The Patty has no problem coming down the stairs. Neither does Jeremy. Steve, I've told Al, she's a wonderful cook. She loves to cook, she once told me. She said it's therapy and a hobby, so... Anyway, that's what she wants, so that's the way it's going to work out.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Okay, like I said, as long as you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. If it was a total gut, though, I would have definitely made it ADA type. I used to lot, you know, when I visited the HUD houses years ago. Depending on how many of the units, and set those up as ADA. They could be called ADA adaptable. Everything would be set, you know, the roughing wise would be set for ADA, and then if they had a family move in that required ADA, converted to.
Steve, I think you turned it over to me. Well, we're just going to put the dining room table back in there. You know, the fellow who works for me during the day, his name is Duan, like Juan, but with a D. Boy, did he help me yesterday. He said all the ham radio gear, the computer stuff, up in the bedroom where it was before. He took, I don't know how he moved it. He took the dining room table out, put it in the living room to clear everything to make ready. Anyway, I got to call the contractor up around 10 o'clock. tell them that to expect tomorrow a check via FedEx, and that'll be that. By the way, Steve, I think I told Hal, when Patty, when she puts on her tight jeans, wears a white top and sunglasses with a long blonde hair, goes down to her waist. It happened 4 times. People thought that she was my daughter. You okay, Steve?
Yeah, I'm in a bad spot here. I'm waiting for a light to change.
Alright, no problem. You probably got what I said. Everybody has a different taste, but to me, she's gorgeous. I like long hair and I like blonde hair. She keeps it down to her waist. At one time, her daughter Michelle convinced her to cut it. And she cut it, and I was heartbroken, but she let it grow back. Sometimes she'll wear it down to her waist. Sometimes she'll tie it up in a bun. She looks terrific. You met her, Hal. I'm sure you don't remember what she looks like.
Left. KB2NQN at 188th Street. Okay, very good. Like I said, as long as everything, I'm okay with everything. Just a little, I guess it's just a little trouble grasping that. Anyway, nice morning. It's 55 degrees already. I think it's going up to 75, they said today. Got a lot of work done yesterday, worked on the boat this weekend, so hopefully that'll be up and running during the week. Get back in the water and start nailing those fish again like I used to. KB2NQN Mobile.
Okay, Steve, I don't know what happened to Hal. Very good. Alright, well, as you can tell, I'm very excited, pleasantly excited to get this work done, because we've been waiting a year. Patty had a guy, I had a guy, everybody had an idea who to hire. And my cousin Amy, who's my power of attorney, she wanted to go with, the town will give you a grant of $15,000. The problem, the hitch on that is they require who does the work. And I don't want to be a captive audience. Hey, Steve, are you having trouble driving?
The grip.
Is that Stevie dropping out?
Yeah, I was stuck at a light again. I said they have a program with that, so they probably have selected contractor that does that kind of work. $15,000 would have been a nice get, especially when you're doing those kind of renovations in an older house.
Yeah, very true. But I didn't want to be the captive audience and have to use their contractor or no contractor. See, Amy, my cousin, and her significant other, they live in an apartment in Queens, Astoria. They know nothing about home ownership, nothing.
Did you meet the guy? The town approved contractor?
Oh, I didn't. But you know what? I'm just not interested. This company, I'm not going to mention the name over the air, but he's very good. He came here before. Amy wouldn't give him the money I required. She wanted to go with her guy. Now I told her, look, this is what I want to do. So she sent him a check.
All right, so you're passing on the $15,000 grant. Is that correct?
That's right. Keith, a significant other, said to me, if the job is no good, he'll have to redo it. But I don't believe that. It's up to me to prove the job is no good. This is a very well-respected company based out of Farmingdale. One of the biggest construction companies on Long Island.
Okay. Did you investigate any other grants that you might be eligible for, like senior citizen or disabled person? There are other programs around that you could possibly get into.
I could have gotten 15,000 against a 65 year old and disabled. Like I say, the village tells me who they're going to use, and I don't like that. I know my father, when he was alive, would have never gone for it either.
Okay, just interested, was the town program, was that a state or federal grant?
It was state, New York State.
All right. Not that I would have stopped there, but I understand where you're coming from with that. But in the end, you have to be comfortable with the senior Jews and the work that he does, so that's the way it goes. Okay. All right, I'm looking for a parking spot. I can't believe I hit, like, every light coming here today. It was one of these mornings, Rich. I could get here in 10 minutes, or I could get here in a half an hour if I hit every light. But I'm on the hunt for a parking space.
26 DPC, can I throw a comment in?
Yes, you can, Al.
Now, the only thing I mentioned to Richard, which he didn't do, is check the place out with Department of Consumer Affairs. He feels it's not important. Whatever goes on, let it go on.
Now, Amy went on his website. She said the company has a very nice website. I said once, I'll say it again, not everybody is a crook. Guy's not a crook, I can tell you that. He's a above board.
See, I didn't insinuate the guy is a crook. You're saying the wrong thing. But generally, when you're going to drop a lot of bucks, you go on a Department of Consumer Affairs site and see if he has any liens or pending cases against him. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say anything about being a crook. Hey, some of the most beautiful websites, though, on the internet, they are crooks. K6 DPC clear.
Now, you don't have to get upset. No problem. No, it's a big company. It's not his company. He works at the company. All they do is Nassau and Suffolk. And they're very big.
Steve, do you agree or disagree with me?
I certainly would have liked to see some reviews from past users, at least, to find out if there were any problems. But I think, as long as they're licensed, Nassau County stays on top of them pretty much, Nassau and Suffolk. So that mess is alleviated a little bit, so to speak, Cal. It's not like dealing in New York City where they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, but the companies could still have litigation pending, Steve.
No, I agree with that. I agree. It's not a bad idea. If you're dropping a nut like that, I certainly would have done some investigation, yes.
I said my 2 cents, gentlemen. I'm just going to listen.
Al. Okay, Steve. Al, what are you up to this morning? You going out for breakfast?
Right now, I've got to get a couple things ready because a couple clients are coming by. And then I'll go out for breakfast. And, Richard, the only thing I can say is, stay in aviation. Make sure you have enough fuel in the tanks. Figure an alternate in case you can't make it to your destination. K6 DPC clear.
Well, I think everything is going to work out. I'm going to talk to him and Lane come see you tomorrow. I'll be getting the check tomorrow, and he'll come here. That's the story. And we'll catch you later, Al, DPC. And to you, Steve, over to you if you found a parking spot.
No, I did not yet, Rich. 73, Al. Which means we're going to have to stick it in a lot. All right. C'est la vie. I refuse to get upset about and worked up over parking, so I just dump it in a lot and bite the bullet for the fair over there, you know, for the sea. It's becoming increasingly hard to park your car up here.
You bet, Steve. You know, I'm glad to be out of the city. Really am. Even out here it's crowded. But it's a lot nicer in Massapequa. Somebody said to me on this repeater that he read that Massapequa Park is one of the nicest places to live on Long Island. I probably true.
Well, it's got a very good school district, so that's really good. And
very high for me because I have a corner lot. So my house sits on an 80 by 100 piece of property. But it'll go down next year. I've filed for a reduction. And I'm told I'm going to get close to 50% off, mainly on the school tax, because I'm over 65 and my disabilities. That's a big cut.
Yeah, but it only goes up, Rich. Never goes down. It's only going to go up and up and up. It's a shame they don't have, like they have in Florida, they have a homestead tax reduction. If you're a permanent person, you get another break. It's very cool. It's a very retirement-friendly state, which New York is not. I wish they would institute something like that. That would be dynamite.
But you know, my friend Jerry Zygopoulos, she's the gal that introduced me to Patty. She's got that. I'm not sure what that is exactly, but she just remarried. Her husband had passed away about 11 years ago, and she lives in Central Florida. Do you know where Homosassa is? Her taxes are a couple $100 a year.
Levels of taxation and not one of the friendlier states for retirees. So what it is it's an incentive, since they have so many people that are transient down. It's an incentive when you're living there and using, you know, being included in their tax base for school taxes and all that. Healthy tax break. I'm not talking about a little star program thing. Talking about a healthy tax break for being a permanent resident there. And I think you have to live there more than 9 months out of the year to receive this. So it's a pretty good deal. All right, Rich, 7-3, good to hear you. And I hope that other thing with your medical condition improves and you get a good report from that doc. Don't pass that up. 7-3, KVQN Mobile.
Absolutely, Steve. Girl is supposed to call me and set up an appointment. Doctor is up in Glen Cove. That's the North Shore. I'm on the South Shore. But I'll take a Medicab up there, and I'll let him look at it. You know, that's the best thing. Anyway, Steve, take care. Always nice chatting with you, with Hal, with all the fine people on this repeater. KB2NQN and 2EO.
Just one more thing, when you meet with the doctor, make sure, and I know you know this already, but push the ADA and find out what he's going to do for you ADA-wise. Don't forget that, it's important. KBQN.
Okay, will do, Steve, will do. Now, like I said, Patty prefers the kitchen upstairs, so that's what she's going to get. And one down here will be turned into a very spacious dining room, and very happy about that and the other work we're having done. See you later in 2EO.
Net tonight at 8:30. WQVL repeater system.
service. Do you copy?
Yes, I did. I copy.
Okay, I'm using a station downstairs. I just got done throwing up a test antenna.
Are we getting a DFQ, Andy?
Yes, I hear you good.
That's cool. Those are running next to nothing here in power. It's a little 817.
Yeah, no problem. It either hears you very, very well.
You lost it.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. It sounds good.
Do this morning, Andy.
All I heard was Andy. I think you're talking too quick because the repeater has a delay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are we getting through now?
Yeah, when you press the PTT, you gotta wait like a half a second before you talk because it cuts off your first syllable.
Okay, yeah, I'm so used to responding back. You know, because when you're doing other things, they want you to come right back with the information. And I'm carrying it through to this, which I should do.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's the way the repeater's set up. It's got a little bit of a delay.
And hold on a second. Oh, no, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete. All right, I'm just checking something here. The response on this mic is mainly highs, not lows.
Yeah, that's okay. It sounds fine. I have no problem hearing you.
We're a little off frequency. Let's see where we are. Yeah, we can be a little closer. Maybe I didn't have the monitor on long enough yet. It's starting to swing in. Yeah, we're still running an old, one of my primary monitors here is the Motorola 1200. I had the 1500 IFR. Would you believe that thing? Every Monday and Tuesday, something happens to it. This old 1200, every time I punch it up, it works. Just to go with the old stuff. It's reliable. The new stuff sucks.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess it doesn't like Mondays and Tuesdays, or it's got what do you call it? It's discriminates between days.
Yeah, and you know what the good thing is about this thing, Andy? This thing puts out a volt. Full volt, it will pump out from less than 100 kcs all the way up to a gig.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of equipment doesn't go that high. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of it just stops, you know, at 0 dB. This thing goes to plus 13, and sometimes you can really use that little extra punch when you're trying to go through something.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. Well, that's good. And for the, for the reliability, you can't beat it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll tell you, I'm very impressed with the reliability of this thing. I've used many station monitors, and this little puppy has a problem. I take it apart, take an extender card, go right into one of the, boards, pop an IC, put another one in, and it's back in service.
Yeah, very good. They used off-the-shelf components. It makes it easy. Yeah, it was nice. And sometimes being old is better than something new. That I know.
Yeah, well, I go up to the sites. I have a couple IFR 500s. I drag. So I should nothing. This thing is not that light, but it works on the bench beautifully. It has a high-accuracy tie base. And what I did, I even got a tighter, is I pull off a Rubidium standard, and this puppy doesn't move at all.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, in the kind of work you do, you need that. Yeah, you have to have, accuracy. You gotta have something to reference. Does that make sense? Alright, anyway, it's a nice day today. Looks like it'll be a good day for working outdoors.
Yeah, well, I got the guys. I'm gonna fill up a temporary antenna here on VHF. Right now, I don't have anything. I'm just going to throw up a dome with a smaller tripod on top of the roof. and all the whole big array will be going up in about a week and a half. We got all the approvals in, and everything is ready. And they're just building the structure right now, because I'm going to go up 20 feet before I go up to the Glen Martin, which is going to go up another 20-some-odd feet, which is going to go to the antenna array, which is going to go up to 57 feet, 3 feet below what I could do here in this area. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good height there. Yeah, that'll be good. You'll be able to work, you know, good DX on 2 meters. That'll work out nice.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking at the DX that much on 2 meters, Andy. I've got some F squares. We're mounting on a horizontal azimuth that automatically I can tune from Oceanside, be in the car in the North Shore, and get the magnetic heading of a station coming in. Right in the car.
I had a quick distraction. What did you say the last thing? I missed it.
Okay. I have the capabilities to be mobile on the North Shore and read a station coming in here in Oceanside with a magnetic heading. And I get my digital display right in the car. It tells me what the magnetic heading of the station is and the field intensity of the station.
That's good. Yeah, we need that. That's good for figuring out where stations are located. That's a good thing.
It's really good, Andy. And we're going to try and throw two more together, put them in different spots. And three spots, look at the display, see all three headings, draw a line on a sectional map, and we're going to get the little MF.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. Because we've got to keep the bands, you know, we've got to keep the bands clear. Alright, I'm going to be getting into a bad spot, so I'll let you go, and take advantage of the nice weather. It's so nice out today. This is what I was waiting for. It's weather like this.
Yeah, it is nice. Andy, you got to give me a call and come by. I'll give you a tour of what's going on here. I think you're going to find it very interesting.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a call when I... my schedule changes again because it's all over the place. Well, days, nights, that's crazy. I gotta get some time to figure out which direction my job is going right now anyway. So, yeah, I'll be in touch. I hear you on all the time, so, man, I can always find you.
I'm like water. I'm all over the place. Listen, I'll talk to you later. Don't work too hard. I'm going to get out of here in a few minutes myself. I got to do some stuff. I just had to knock out a couple things this morning, a couple of commitments. I gave a school in Wisconsin a gift of a transceiver for the club. The club could not afford. The school board was not going to give these kids a radio for the school. And I talked to the instructor. I was very impressed with him. When the kids turn around and take paper boxes and make up radios, pictures of radios on paper boxes, that's about the time somebody has to step forward and say, hey, here's the rig for the school kids. It went out, and these kids are going to be on the air.
Very nice. Yeah, that's a good deed to help out, you know, the kids in the school. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. Okay, sounds good.
Andy, my rule is pass it on. Things have been good to me. If I can help young people keep in the hobby, I'm all for it. Listen, I'll talk to you later. I'll tell you more when we're eye to eye on what's going on. VA2CDL, this is T6 Dirty Football Zombies. Oceanside clear.
Wah!
Keep it up, you little MF.
Wah!
Alright, I'll see you later. I'm going to sign out of VA2CDL. Talk to you later.
KC2KKX.
KC2KKX, K6TPZ, go ahead.
Morning, Alex. Just wanted to say good morning. I was listening earlier, just on the final stretch of the FDR now.
You're coming in okay. You sound very good. No problem at all. I was just walking out of the lab here, but I heard you, and I figured I'd better answer you.
That's fine. had a great weekend, and back to the salt mine. Anyway, sounds like you're doing good work.
82 ESY.
Go ahead, ESY. Dirty Purple Zavi.
Morning, Hal. Good morning. Do you have Ernie's phone number handy by any chance today?
Hold on a second. Wait a second. I'm downstairs. Let me see. Let me go upstairs. I should have it upstairs. I'll be right back. K6DTZ.
Now, is that Andy ESY and name here is Peter?
Peter, good morning. Andy here. How's everything doing? I understand you're almost at work, correct? I'm in Smithtown right now. Another 10 minutes or so before I get to Eastern Caucus.
Yeah, I'm just going under the 59th Street Bridge, so I'll be here maybe another 5 minutes. Anyway, how's the weather out of your end?
Let me get it real fast. Am I coming in?
Go ahead, Hal.
Okay, Ed Hurley, 516-546-3458. And it's almost 3/4 of a K in the thing right now.
All right, thank you for that. 516-546-3458. And, go ahead.
I'll talk to you in a while. I got to take care of some. K6DTZ clear.
73, Hal. Peter, it was a great weekend. We did the outside thing. We went to Home Depot to get some more stuff. The line was so long everywhere because everybody was doing the same thing. We just left. Got other jobs to do. Cleaned out the big pots where we put the palm trees. I usually try to pull the roots out and the trunk of these things, but they were so dense, I just dumped the whole bowl. And we're starting over again. Daughter put her beans outside. I cleaned off the deck, cleaned off the patio. You know, the usual thing. It was a nice, beautiful day.
Yeah, 73 to Hal, and, you know, it was quite a nice weekend. We were also at Home Depot and had a similar experience in Westchester looking to replace our lawnmower and trying to decide between a Toro and a Honda. And, didn't really want to deal with the line, so I took pictures of the mowers and their information, and we'll look them up on the internet and decide which one to get.
Attention now just goes to cleaning stuff up outside, and we're still in the middle of just that contested will, the probate problem. So that's old hat at this point, just still working on it. Been about 13 months. House still has not sold. What a mess. Spoke to some more attorneys. They say, I can't believe how complicated this is. Why I should be so lucky with this. That's the way my family does things. Oh yeah, it's beautiful. 60 degrees right now. It's a really pleasant morning. Gonna get to work, get my coffee started, and get into it.
Alright, well, I'm pulling up on the garage here, so I'm going to say 73, have a good day, stay cool, and hopefully catch you tomorrow. KC2, KKX, we're clear.
Hey, Peter, 73, you have a good day, and we will talk to you again soon. KD2 ESY, listening on the side.
CWZ and H2YSK, W2SCT Mobile.
And there's a bit of interference, but I think it's from another repeater.
2ESY, hey guys.
Hey, we got here, Jay, and Phil should be in there now also. All right, now you're solid. Andy, why don't you take it and turn over to Jay and then Phil and back to me. Andy?
Hey, KD2ESY. Hal just left, and Peter also, they just left. I got Ernie's phone number. Taking collections for you know what. I'm in Smithtown, about 10 more minutes to go, and I'll be just enjoying this drive today. It's really beautiful out. Go ahead, Jay.
I thought that was a gag. He's seriously taking collections for you know what? All right. Andy, good to hear you. Nice strong signal. And I'm actually getting out of my exit, so I'm actually going to say 73. Phil, Pete, Andy, maybe I'll catch you on the way home. This is KC2YSK. I'll be clear on your finals. 73.
Hey, 73, Jay, always a pleasure. No, it wasn't a gig. Yes, Andy, I knew it. I said you do a lot better on 2 meters. I was correct. I'm glad. Why don't you pick it up, Pete? I have a couple more rounds myself, and then I got to get ready for babysitting duties.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's coming around the corner. Yeah, I'm on my exit, and I have a couple more rounds left. And J73, stay well and all the best. Yeah, Jay, that's true. They are taking collections. So I haven't called her yet, but I got a call going on since I got the information and everything for them. And this stuff that's been going on here. The tree's still kind of bare out here in Yaphank. There's still bare here. Green has appeared in several of them as well, so, and they have some good yard work done, not over the weekend. Andy, over to you, and Jay will catch you this afternoon.
KC2YSK. All right, I'll be clear, 73 guys. Andy, could you send me an email about this collection thing? I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
KC2YSK, K6TPZ. Hi, Jay. I'll talk to you later.
Hi, Al. 73.
Got to go out to the Bank of America. I think I left my notebook on the table last Friday.
Will do, Jay. Hal can handle that if you want him to take care of it. Otherwise, I'll be glad to send you an email. And Pete, I did the outside thing. We went to Home Depot, and so did everybody else in the county. So we actually left. It was ridiculous. Cleaned up the deck, cleaned up the patio, emptied the big pot where we usually put the palm trees. Tina brought her purple beans, put them outside, and yeah, we did a lot of cleanup. It was beautiful, very, very nice. Please, Phil is next. Pick it up.
KD2ESY, KD2CWC in the group. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful, another gorgeous day, probably the whole week. And Jay, if you're still listening, I think they're saying rain tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. That's why they're saying 2 days. Wednesday afternoon's probably going to be, you know, nice again. Over to you, Pete.
Hi, very good. Yeah. Yeah, well, the front's going to come through, but it should clear out early morning Saturday, probably before rush hour, like overnight, I guess, the early morning hours of Wednesday. And there's a lot of storms because there's two fronts coming from Minnesota, Iowa. Powerful, I guess. Somewhat powerful. You never know with these things. Very good. Yeah. May, and yeah, it was a great weekend. It really was like everybody came out of nowhere. Yeah, I wouldn't, boy, if it was crowded like that, I'd just turn around and wait until another hardware store. We still had one in the area there. Bunhead Hardware and Valley and Oyster Bay. So that's it for the area here. I don't think we have one, but I'm not equipped for one more round. I don't know if Hal was in there still. If not, but Hal, if not, then back to you, Phil.
It's not going to be out of a minute. When I get mobile, I'll be back in. Hello, Phil. Hello, Peter. K6DPC.
Yeah, I have finally one more round myself. I could jump into the shower real quick. You know, if I may be able to walk my granddaughter, I know she was sick for the last few days, Friday and Saturday. I don't know. I'll have to see. Over to you. Andy or Pete?
Yeah, that's Andy. Okay. Yeah, Pete, there is a hardware store on Forest Avenue, right near the Chase Bank by the Medical Plaza. We're right next door to where John Cacciola's bait and tackle and gun shop used to be. But there is a hardware store there in 8th. I am pulling up to the parking lot at work at Technology Drive. So I'm going to sign, gentlemen. You have a good day. 73KD2ESY, clear on your final.
All right, very good. You take care, Andy, or I'm going to make this my final and then turn over to Phil for his final. And catch you, probably not this afternoon because I'll be home before you, but catch you tomorrow morning and up on the 440 as usual. Very good on the Ace Hardware story plan. Yeah, I that's why I said I'm pretty sure there's one there, right? Yeah. I think it's the only one in town, though. But it's nice that we still have these local hardware stores hanging on, because that has been a big challenge. Stay well, gentlemen from Jericho. And Phil, maybe I'll catch you this afternoon if you pop in, but otherwise, let me get 2SC T-Mobile.
Never know. I never know what I'm talking, but yeah, maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, definitely in the morning. Have a great day. Don't work too hard. 73
T-Mobile. Take care. Phil. Yeah, I know you're usually running around doing different things in the afternoon, so and wrapping up the babysitting and all that kind of catch you. Yeah, my sister should have gotten back from Orlando, Florida. They had the second shower on Saturday, which should have gone well. I'll talk to her. See how everything went. Now she's going to be getting ready for a trip to London in the middle of the month, so. Back from that, and then she'll have like a week and a half before the wedding, so. A busy month of May for my sister. All right, Phil, so we'll catch you tomorrow morning, if not this afternoon. W2, SC T-Mobile, enjoy the beautiful day. And,
have a good one.
She's a little bit more adventuresome. So,